I'm Geraldine Love. This is the interview with Beulah Miller for the Arkansas Extension Homemakers Council Oral History Program. This is being done on November the 22nd, 2011 at the Izard County Fairgrounds in Melbourne, Arkansas in Izard County. The audio recordings and transcript of this interview will be donated to the David and Barbara Pryor Center for Arkansas Oral and Visual History at the University of Arkansas. The recording, transcript, and any other related materials will be deposited and preserved forever in the Special Collections Department, University of Arkansas Libraries, Fayetteville, and the copyright will belong solely to the University of Arkansas. Are you willing to give the Pryor Center permission to make the audio file and transcript available to others?
I am.
First, I'd like you to give your complete legal name and spell it for me.
Beulahmiller.
Beulah Miller. Okay.
I do.
What city and county do you presently reside?
Melbourne, Izard County.
Okay. This is going to be a very informal interview. I want you to share your memories of your involvement with the Extension Homemakers Program, the good times and the challenges. What has been your association with the Extension Homemakers Program? You are just a member? You're a member of the Extension Homemakers Club or have been?
I have been.
Okay.
I'm not a member now.
How did you learn about the Extension Homemakers Program?
Oh, through other clubs.
Through other clubs?
My mother-in-law.
Your mother-in-law was a member.
Another club, and I visited with her some.
How long ago was that? How many years?
Probably 1950.
Oh, that's been a long time. What was the first club in which you were associated with, and what year do you remember?
The Maple Club,
1953. Are you presently a club member?
No.
Do you have any special remembrances of that first meeting or that first club when you first joined?
Yes.
Would you tell us about it, please?
We met in the home of our extension agent's wife in their home. And I remember we couldn't decide what to name the club. We first thought we'd name it maybe the Young Mothers Club because we were all young mothers, all except two, I guess. I think there were seven of us. But we decided we wouldn't always be young mothers, and they had just put out some new maple trees in their yard. And we decided we'd name it the Maple Club.
Okay. Why did you join?
I thought it'd be interesting and fun and educational and...
Okay. How involved did you become? Did you have officers?
I did. Clovita was our president the first year, the wife of the county agent. The next year I was president. Well, I was the vice president the first year, and the next year I was president, and then I don't remember what they called it, but you had different... like recreation and can't think of all the things.
Chairmanships, yeah.
Right.
Okay. Have you ever attended a state meeting?
No.
Okay. How has Extension Homemakers touched your life? Now, I know they were called home demonstration agents back then, but what did it do for you? How did it help you?
I think I learned a lot because we always had demonstrations then. Every meeting we had some kind of demonstration. It might just be a very simple thing. I remember one time they taught us how to hang our clothes on a clothesline. Of course, we didn't have dryers. Most of us didn't have dryers then. And I remember them telling us how to hang our towels so they would be straight when we took them off the line. But that was just one of many things. We learned lots of things.
What has been your favorite event or activity that you had back then?
With the club?
Yes, uh-huh.
I mean, club.
What did you do that was the most
Oh, well,
favorable?
We started having dinners and invited our husbands. We had parties, and that was just the highlight. That doesn't have a lot to do with what the club was doing, but it was with the club.
Yes.
And we had lots and lots of fun. In fact, we grew so much, and so many people just kept wanting to come. We didn't have room for it in our homes, but we really had a lot of fun with that.
Was there anything that came up in any event or activity that you didn't particularly like?
I don't remember anything.
What changes have you experienced in the Extension Homemakers organization?
A lot.
You had mentioned earlier about the younger ones that joined.
Well, we had such a good club and an active club, and we did so many things for the community. Would you like to hear some of that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We did a lot of things for the school. We did a lot of things for the courtyard to beautify the courtyard, and we bought the first sign that was at Melbourne School. We helped pay for the tennis court. We bought a curtain for the auditorium, and I just can't remember all the things, but we raised money by having chili suppers, spaghetti suppers, and that type of thing. But we were active and did a lot of community. At the fairground, we planted rose bushes one year all along the fence. One is still there, I think.
That was at the old fairground.
The old fairground.
Okay.
But we were real active, most active club then, probably.
You mentioned about the younger ones that joined in, and they weren't interested in what you were...
No, not the same things we were. We felt like they should organize like we did. We didn't join the older people's club because their interest... You know, we were young, and we felt like these young people that came in should have organized one of their own, and we grew so much that we just finally quit.
Okay. Has Extension Homemakers taught you anything about people?
I don't really know. What was it supposed to teach me about people?
Well, I would say how to get along with them, the differences in your likes and dislikes, and you got along anyway, though, didn't you?
I thought we did. I really don't remember anything in particular it taught me about people.
Okay. Are there any other memories, experiences, or thoughts that you'd like to share?
Not any that I can think of right now.
Okay. That's all you can remember. Okay. Thank you for all your contributions to Extension Homemakers and for sharing your time and memories with us.